You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So following the long Easter weekend, I thought I would have a little look into the ever confusing rules around trading on Easter Sunday. All of Easter Sunday and Anzac Day until 1pm are restricted trading days. This means that each individual council can decide whether retailers in their area open on these days. Business owners are responsible for determining if they meet the criteria. According to an article by Carolyn Ranson for Smith & Partners, who I tried to get in contact with today, but unfortunately I did not, it says that if your business is one of the following, you can probably open: a service station, a dairy, a garden centre, a real estate agency, souvenir shop, duty-free shop, pharmacy, service provider, such as a hairdresser, if not providing goods, and cafes and restaurants, including takeaways. However, there are a number of restrictions when it comes to where you live in the country and what your rules your council has. So I spoke to Greg Harford, who is the Chief Executive of Retail New Zealand, about some of the issues around restricted trading days. There are trading bans on Easter Sunday and Anzac Day. How do these impact retail businesses?
Well, for retail businesses, they mean that obviously they're not able to open their physical stores. It means that employees who work in those businesses either won't get paid or need to take a day's annual leave. And for customers, of course, it's quite inconvenient because they can't necessarily go and buy the goods that they need.
I often feel like there's a lot of confusion around these days as well, and what shops are open and what shops aren't. Why do you think this confusion exists?
There is significant confusion about which stores are allowed to be open on which days. The rules are positively archaic. They're full of loopholes and weird and wonderful things. It's legal, for example, to open your store on Easter Sunday if your shop is located on Parnell Road, but not if it's located on Queen Street or Ponsonby Road. There's a whole lot of weird and wonderful rules around all of this stuff. And really, we think that you need to get a clear national set of rules, and that the decision on whether you should open your shop or not should be made by the business owner, taking into account what customers and employees want.
Because the rules regarding this were changed in 2016 to be under council jurisdiction, and so this isn't working?
No. So the rules were changed in 2016 by the previous national government, which was not prepared to make a decision about Easter Sunday trading, so it delegated decision-making to local councils. And it is only Easter Sunday that councils now have decision-making power around. And what we've seen nationally is that about two-thirds of councils have actually said, yes, we want to support local businesses and we'll allow them the choice to open or not. But we've seen big cities, Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin, for example, take a stand that says, no, we want shops to stay closed on Easter Sunday, despite the fact that council services in many cases are operating and council employees are being forced to go to work.
What is the idea behind shops being closed on Easter Sunday? Why do councils want that to be the case?
The origins of the Easter Sunday trading ban are really lost in the midst of time. Easter Sunday is not a public holiday, so it just makes no sense that shops are required to be closed on that day.
Now, just going back to the confusion around whether you can be open or not, does this actually impact businesses themselves rather than just the customer? Businesses might open when they think they perhaps can and suffer consequences.
For sure. It is very confusing for businesses to understand in some cases whether they're allowed to open or not. A hardware shop, for example, might have a garden centre attached to it. Are they allowed to open the garden centre and not the hardware shop, or are they able to open the whole business? Some of the rules really are very unclear, and it's confusing for business owners and customers alike.
So just in a brief summary, what is the solution to this? What needs to happen to change it?
There needs to be national legislation to remove trading restrictions. The decision as to whether a shop should be open is best made by the owners and managers of that shop, taking into account customer and employee demands, not by government or councils. We don't need governments and councils trying to regulate shopping between consenting adults.
That was Greg Harford from Retail New Zealand speaking on the Easter Sunday trading hours.
That That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.